Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We had a lot of your friends on the show today so far, Tim Grunard. We had Stan Weber, and then we had Jeff Penner, and then we had Dr. Vincent Key, and then we had Mike McFarland. Now we have you. How about that?
That is a great lineup of great people. Yeah, no, those are all my good buddies. And I want to let you know I'm calling you from London.
What?
London, Kentucky.
No. What the hell are you doing there?
Having some fish and chips?
I am to sing a song for you guys. I'm working my way back to you, babe. Wow. Driving home back to Kansas City. So,
back in studio, you know, next week.
I'm back in studio next week, and by this time next week, we'll know. Well, maybe. You never know. The Chiefs could trade the 32nd pick. But
don't say that.
By this time next week, we'll have a new member of the Chiefs Kingdom, a new member of the family, and let's hope that it is a wide receiver or offensive tackle. But you know what? You guys know as well as I do, the draft is all about being either proactive or reactive. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be proactive in this draft. I don't think they're going to move up and get any spots. They may be a little proactive in the opposite way of trading the 32nd pick because there's some value in the second round. But I think they're going to be more reactive. Heard a lot of people talk about, you know, all the tackles are going to be gone and most of the wide receivers are going to be gone. But in reality, it's just not going to work out that way. There'll be some tackles that the Chiefs have on their big board, and there'll be some wide receivers the Chiefs have on their big board. And if those guys are gone, they're going to go for the best athlete available. So I think that's where we sit right now as we sit about a week away from finding out who the Chiefs are going to pick.
Tell you what, this goes absolutely against what Nate Bucati predicts. Nate, in his mock draft, has the Chiefs moving up to the top 10 to pick a tight end. Can you believe it? It really wowed us.
If they're going to move up to the top 10, they need to move up and get Joe Alt.
Well,
that's who they need to move up.
Tell that to Nate.
That would be awesome if they can do that. They're going to have to move up quite a bit. I do think the Chiefs are going to take a tight end in the draft, but I just don't think it's going to be in the first couple rounds. They have a tight end, I believe he's from Arizona, that a lot of people like.
We want Ben Sennett from K-State.
Okay.
We want him in the third round. Is that all right?
No, why not? Well, you know, we've been taking K-State guys of late, so why not take another one? You know, I think the Chiefs will take a tight end. So, hey, look, I think the Chiefs have a plan, obviously. You know, if all hell breaks loose. And, hey, and then this is what the crazy thing is. I think four quarterbacks are going to go in the first five picks. All right, I really do. I think Williams, Daniels, Drake May, and McCarthy are all going to go. And once that happens, I do think that there's going to be some teams like the Denver Broncos that are kind of sitting in the middle of the draft to say, hey, listen, we got to get a quarterback. And I think Bo Nix goes. And Michael Penix may end up sneaking into the first round.
Jake likes Penix more than Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. Is that right?
I agree.
I like him better than everybody.
Jake has Michael Penix as his number one quarterback on the board. Talk to him right now, Tim Grunhard.
No, hey, listen, I agree. J.J. McCarthy and May, both of those guys, I don't know. That has been kind of the recipe for disaster, those type of quarterbacks coming into the NFL of late. If you look at the quarterbacks that have come in and had big splash, they've been the athletic guys. They've been the guys who can run a little bit and throw on the move and do all this kind of things. And listen, I know McCarthy's a heck of a competitor, and he's won a lot of football games in May. A lot of people are comparing him to Herbert with the Chargers. But I agree with you. I think the Penix is a guy that, you know, there's some teams that have him like as a little secret, a sneak attack. That they may pick him up, and I think he's going to be productive in the NFL too. So
there are several mock drafts that have the Raiders taking him at 12, which I hate. But you know,
Caleb—they're not that smart.
No, Caleb Williams is the all-world talent, right? And I guess if you're at number one, you have to take that guy. But I worry about him, man. I worry about him mentally. What I saw from him at USC, you know, I just, you know, I'm glad I'm not the Bears. Sorry, Grunny. But
Wow.
Look, the kid's film is it's phenomenal. He's an all-world talent. But I don't like what's between the ears. So that's why I like Penix Jr. better than any of the guys, because he's actually withstood some turmoil in his life. He's had to actually, you know, the injuries that he's had to go through and having to work back from those and just having that contrast to work through just builds character.
Michael Penix Jr.
Yep.
Nate's laughing. No, what are you laughing? Wait, what are you laughing at?
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I can't believe how in lockstep I am with Jake on all this.
Oh, God. I like Michael Penix Jr. too. Here's the deal. I fell in love with him in Indiana. Yeah. I watched him in Indiana, and he was a stud in Indiana.
Jake thought I was laughing at him. I'm actually laughing because I can't believe how much I agree with him on all of this. It kind of terrifies me.
Yeah, it's bad news for Michael Penix.
And great news for Caleb.
Yeah. To Jake's point, I agree wholeheartedly. You got to have some of the intangibles when you're playing at the quarterback position in the NFL, and he has that. I'm not sure if Caleb does. So listen, Caleb Williams is an unbelievable athlete, and you know, if you're the Bears, you almost got to take him because if you don't take him and he turns into the next Patrick Mahomes, you know, all hell is going to break loose. You know, the Bears are already, you know, has a little egg on their face from passing up Mahomes and taking what's his name?
Trubisky.
Well, boy, what a joke that was. So, you know, they don't want to be, hey, we did it again. Oops, we did it again. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on him to take that. But I agree. I think Caleb Williams has shown a lot of weakness mentally. And, you know, you got to be strong-minded. But to get to the point is that, you know, there's at least four or five quarterbacks that are going to go in the first round. And then, you know, you're gonna have wide receivers go. You got Marvin Harrison going. You got the Odusi guy from Washington is going to go. Neighbors is going to go. Thomas is going to go. And, you know, Mitchell may go or Xavier Worthy may go before the Chiefs go. But when they get down there, I think that there's going to be an opportunity for the Chiefs to take a pretty decent wide receiver. And I love Ladd McConkey. I just think that guy, he's going to be the next great wide receiver, I believe, in the NFL, a little like Cooper Kupp, I think.
We're together on that one. Screw Nate and Jake. How about that?
No, man. Listen, the Chiefs need to get a wide receiver. But it really is coming down to this. I want everybody to listen to this because I think that this is really the main point going into the draft, and everybody in Kansas City. It's amazing to me the kind of clout and the kind of power that current players hold in the draft when you are a superstar like a Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is down there right now in Texas, and he's evaluating the wide receivers that have in that room. And he's going to pick up the phone and say, hey, listen, you need to go out and get me a wide receiver right now because the guys that are here right now, I'm not dealing with them like I did last year. Last year was a total disaster. Now, listen, Rashid Rice did a nice job, and had a heck of a rookie year, but now he's in flux. So you don't know what's going to happen with him. So, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to either call and say, hey, listen, I feel comfortable with the guys we have. Let's go get an offensive tackle. Or he's going to say, listen, I'm down here in Texas, and these guys suck. Get me a wide receiver. I'm not going through that crap again. So Patrick Mahomes, just like LeBron James and other superstars that have in the past dictated some of what happens in the draft, I think Patrick Mahomes has a lot to say what happens in this draft. But, you know, it just depends on whether there's some good talent there, which I think there will be. I've heard people say all the tackles are going to be gone and most of the wide receivers are going to be gone by the Chiefs pick. That means that let's say there's nine tackles that go. That means that there's, let's say, five quarterbacks go.
All gone.
I mean, seriously, there's 32 picks. If you listen to these guys that, you know, that say all the tackles are going to be gone, all the wide receivers are going to be gone, all the quarterbacks are going to be gone, man, that's about 24, 25 picks. Are you saying that no other position other than quarterback, wide receiver, and offensive tackle is going to be picked in the damn draft?
Every
it doesn't make any sense.
Good player will be gone.
I think some of that will be true, but I think the Chiefs, and this is, I mean, I think
there's going to be studs taken in the second and the third and the fourth round. These people say they'll all be gone. Look, garbage.
Well, I think that.
It is garbage. I agree.
I'll go out on a limb. I think there's going to be a stud cornerback at 32 And nobody's going to want to trade with the Chiefs at that pick. And I think the Chiefs end up taking a stud corner that drops, like the kid from Clemson or even Rakestraw from Missouri. Like, there's going to be –
I think there's a chance Penix drops to number 32.
Yeah.
And then somebody gets horny for him.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Or Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid kid from Alabama.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Like, I think there's going to be one of those guys that are just going to be too tempting. That's, you know, a top-end talent that drops to that spot that, you know, the Chiefs are going to be like, oh, okay.
Hey, so, and once again, Jake, I agree with you, man. And I think we're all on the same page here, which is very unusual for us in this morning.
I don't like it.
Joe, that might be a bad omen. But,
yeah, it is.
But the reality is, you know, I think the Chiefs have a couple guys that say, listen, these guys are there. Let's say it's offensive tackle. Let's say it's Guyton from Oklahoma. Or the kid from Washington, or even the kid from Oregon State, which I'm not, you know, the Chiefs will pick them because I said this on the Sorensen show. They'll pick them because I can't say their names. And so 11 years,
right.
For 11 years, I'll have to butcher their names. But the reality is that, you know, they have a tackle or two that they like. If they're there, I think they take them. I think they have a couple wide receivers they like. If they're there, they take them. If those guys are gone, they're going to go with the best athlete available. And to your point, you know who I like is I like the kid from Iowa, DeGene,
right.
Who, you know, and,
yeah,
and
Cooper,
listen,
DeGene.
I know the Chiefs, they don't, yeah, DeGene. They don't need defensive backs per se. They don't really particularly need a safety or a corner. But the reality is, man, you go get that kid. He's a great athlete. He's a tough kid. He's smart. And I think he'd fit into what Spags has with his offense. Or there's a defensive tackle. You know, the kid from Illinois, the Newton kid from Illinois, or the fifth kid from Florida State. Those kids could be there, too. So, I don't hate the Chiefs at 32 this year. I really don't. Because, once again, they're going to be proactive or reactive. And when you're at 32, most of the time you're going to be reactive. But I think there's enough talent in the positions. And I think the positions that the Chiefs really need, other than maybe tackle, are going to be picked quick. And there's going to be a run. There's going to be a run. We'll see the run. The run may go with offensive tackles early. The run may go wide receivers early. But it ain't going to go with both. So there's going to be a guy there that the Chiefs have on the board that they like that they can pick a 32. And if for some reason all hell breaks loose and the offensive tackles run happens, the wide receiver run happens, you see the quarterback run happen, and, you know, 22 picks of tackles, wide receivers, and quarterbacks, which is complete garbage, then the Chiefs will take the best guy available. And guess what? There's going to be a really good guy available, like Jake said, because you're taking all those tackles, you're taking all those wide receivers, there's some defensive backs out there that are difference makers. There's some inside defensive linemen, the kid Murphy, kid from Texas, difference makers. So the Chiefs are going to get a really good football player at 32. I feel really good about this draft.
Will you give me the same energy next week?
Man, I will. I'll be in there next week, and I can't wait to break down. And let's get Ladd McConkey, man. He's the next Cooper Kupp, baby. That dude is gonna be great. Cause Patrick Mahomes is going to know where he's at. He's going to trust him. The kid does nothing but run unbelievable routes at all three levels. He's got great pluck ability, catches the ball well. Everybody's like, well, he's a little slow. He ran a 4.39. He's right there with everybody else. He comes from an NFL football family, a guy, you know, that he knows the game. He understands the locker room. He understands what it takes to be a good pro. I really like this kid, man. The only thing I don't like about him, he went to Georgia, and I can't stand Georgia.
Right. Nate said he watched film and, quite frankly, doesn't see the hype, doesn't get it. So
I feel like you've...
Nate's about the same size as Ladd McConkey, and he doesn't have
This is Ladd Bugatti over here with us.
Well, you know... I mean, obviously I've torn up the field at Arrowhead Stadium in the 2015, you know.
Why do I like Ladd Bugatti?
Ladd Bugatti.
That could be your MLS name on there.
What a lie.
You know? Radio host Nate Bugatti, MLS commentator Ladd Bugatti.
He's a fancy lad.
Perfect, laddie.
We found something here.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So you said he's got family. Is he related to Phil McConkey? I haven't seen. I tried to look that up.
I don't think
they're related, Timmy. Like, I can't find that anywhere.
I think they are related. Check it out. Somebody look it up.
I mean, it's that was the first thing I thought when I saw his name.
I'm in London, Kentucky, so I can't look it up. You guys look it up.
His parents are Benji and Brittany.
Yeah.
His dad's Benji McConkie. I don't know what kind of route runner he was, but let's see.
Well, guys, remember, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, all right? If we draft him, we'll straighten it out. Right. It's Phil McConkie's kid.
His dad was a high school football player.
The two wide receivers are not actually related to one another.
Garbage.
They are here.
Yeah.
They are in my world.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, it's a grunty-ism, but I'm sticking with it.
I like it.
Like Howard Mudd told me when I was playing, when I was a rookie back in 1990, he said, you can make the wrong call, but you better stand by it and you better do it with confidence, because then they'll listen to you. When we come back, we'll get it straightened out. But if you're in there and you're whining and hawing and you don't have any confidence in your call, then guess what? Nobody's going to listen to you.
That's right.
So, Ladd McConkie and Phil McConkie are related.
That's right.
Okay, so we're gonna close it with this.
Bet your sweet ass.
We're now in that frame of time where we start to talk about possible contract extensions for the draft class of Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. Am I missing someone from that draft class? No. Those are the three likely candidates. What would be your order of preference when it comes to contract extensions for those three?
Do you really have to ask me that question?
Yeah.
I mean, you know the answer. I know what your answer is. I don't even have to ask you, because I know what yours is. Nick Bolton, the Missouri linebacker.
Green dot.
You want? He's number one. He's got the big star next to his name.
He's the brains of the outfit.
And right at the center, Creed Humphrey. I want Creed. Creed, baby. So, I think the odd man out is going to be Trey. And that's why the big Chiefs will probably pick up an interior offensive lineman in this draft. You know, there's some guys, maybe, well, he'll be gone by then, but you guys want to stick with your K-State there, go with Cooper Beebe. Cooper played against the Bishop Miege back in the day when he was running around over there for Piper, the Piper Pirates.
Oh, hey, look.
Really good kid. Great family.
Stan awesome raved people. About him earlier. And he's a,
who?
Stan was raving about him.
Yeah, you can't. You know, Stan raves about every basic guy. That's as bad as the Phil McConkie thing. No. So, no, but Cooper and the Beebe family are awesome people. Gosh, we've been competing against the Beebes and Grunharts for many years now. You know, Colin played against Cooper, and Cooper's brother played for the Jayhawks baseball team, and back in the day against CJ, my oldest son. So the Beebes are great people, great family. But, you know, I think, you know, maybe Dominic Pooney from Kansas gets picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs, too. So if we can't get a Cooper Beebe, maybe we can get a Pooney. How about that?
Timmy, do you believe Cooper Beebe to be the son of former Bills wide receiver Don Beebe, by any chance?
Yes. I like that.
Remember when he chased down Leon Lett in the Super Bowl? It's a
good Although play. I know his father very well, and I don't think that he'd appreciate that he said that. And he's a tough. He'll find you.
Well,
he's a tough
dude. Like, I'm real difficult to find. My fat ass is here Monday.
Maybe former Big 12 commissioner Dan Beebe.
Well, I don't know about that. Now you're insulting people. Well, Timmy, have a safe trip back through Kentucky. You gonna make any stops there? You got anything?
We're working our way up to Cincinnati to visit my daughter for the weekend, and then driving home Monday to get back to A10 WHB for draft coverage on Tuesday with Seren Petro's show, and then can't wait for the Border Patrol on Friday to talk about Ladd McConkie filled pride and joy.
Be sure to stop by the Bengals facility and check out all the Lombardi trophies that they've never won. So, thank you.
Drive right. Thanks. Their practice field is like right underneath 75, the highway, the Interstate 75. What a trash hole that place is.
Give them the finger for me.
So, I will.
Thank you, Timmy.
All right, guys. Listen, you guys have a great rest of your day, and we will we'll be waiting on pins and needles to find out who the Kansas City Chiefs take so they can make another run for a three-peat coming up this fall.
You're going to wish that you were in studio because in the next segment, we're going to force Jake to listen to Taylor Swift songs that she wrote about Travis Kelce on her new album. So we're really excited about that.
Is that true? Did you write some sort of...
Yep.
What, isn't it called like the Dead Poets Society or some crap like that?
Right, that's starring Robin Williams.
Tortured but, Poet?
Right.
Something like that?
Tortured Poet.
That's right.
Tortured Poet.
I like Dead Poet.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
That's right. Thank you, Timmy.
All right, talk to you guys later.
That's Tim Grunhard with nothing but facts and slamming the phone down.
Assassinated me.
Did it?
DeAndre always, Swift related to Taylor Swift.
Right. even after we told him, he's not. Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
I'm just going to keep saying it.
Hey, that's a page out of Jake's book. I like
admire
it.
That.
Yes,
that's right.
Confidence.
We will. It was a good story. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback, Texas Tech.
All right. I would like you to come and see me today. Today. At The Deck Supply. Do you hear me? I hope you do.
I hear you.
The Deck Supply is located at 8610 North Boardwalk Avenue in the Northland. You know where it is, by Brewtop, across the street from Walmart, not too far off 29 and Berry. 8610 North Boardwalk Avenue. I'll be there from 11 until 1. We're going to have 25 four-packs of tickets to see the Kansas City Comets in playoff action this Monday night. Stop by and get a four-pack of tickets to go see the Comets. You can also register to win a Sporting Kansas City autographed ball. And we'll have lunch for you from my friends at Schlotsky's. I don't know how you could beat that. I've offered you so many things to come out and see me. But more importantly, to come see my friends at The Deck Supply. That's the most important thing. Don't you want to get out and spend some time on your deck? What if it needs repairs? What if you need a new deck? Well, go to The Deck Supply. That's what you do. And I'll tell you what, now through Saturday, April 27th, mention Sports Radio 810, and you'll receive contractor pricing that lets them pass the savings on to you. It's their all-decked-out sale starting today. So you get contractor pricing. You have lunch from Schlotsky's. Register to win a Sporting Kansas City autograph ball. And if you stop by while supplies last, I can give you a four-pack of tickets to go support the Kansas City Comets in a big playoff showdown.
Go Comets.
On Monday night. Monday night football.
Two of my favorite people. Alan Mayer, who's the goalkeeper coach, and his son, Kenny Mayer, assistant goalkeeper coach.
Alan and I have crossed paths and discussed you.
Alan,
he's an incredible guy.
I give a lot of credit to my soccer skills and my goalkeeping skills at Alan Mayer. I was very fortunate to be able to work with him growing up, and he trained us in high school, so I learned a lot from that man.
Well, come on out to the Deck Supply. Maybe you can win some tickets. You stop by and you get them.
Yeah,
and you while supplies last. Lunch.
Forget about it.
And then naked register to win an autographed ball signed by the Sporting KC team. It's something for everybody, really. To be totally honest with you. Contractor pricing. You ever want to be a contractor? Now you get their pricing.
I would rather get their pricing.
Yeah. You could be a contractor if you want.
You think so?
Why not?
I don't.
Not on that scooter.
No.
No one would take me seriously.
You got to be able to strut around and show your stuff. See, here's the deal. I told him I wanted to play some of these because the new Taylor Swift album dropped.
I'm good.
And there's some songs that people are saying, like, hey, that sounds like she's singing about Travis Kelce. And I tell him that, and then commercial,
Oh, hey, you're not going to believe me, but my computer crashed.
Yeah, we know what he's doing. Don't be a hater, Jake.
444. Now, watch this. Watch how quick his computer works. Watch this. Hey, did you guys hear the clip from Jags GM Trent Baalke yesterday? He had his draft press conference. And he had a little something go on right in the middle of that. Oh, really? It really is down.
I'm telling you.
What happened?
Well, if he's not going to play the fart drop, then we know it's not. It really isn't.
If you're not going to play an NFL GM farting mid-statement in a press conference, then we know the computer screwed up.
I blame it on Jeff Pinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's editing an air check for him, isn't it?
You know what? How about save that for later? tell the old sales department, save it for later.
I do have access to the Kelsey, though.
It seems that they save things for later. doesn't it? Huh?
It sure does.
They don't give us things on time, so why should you return any kind of favor?
It sure does.
Yeah.
I think I can play the Kelsey in the Taylor Swift stuff.
Well,
let's see.
Do it. Entertainment Tonight, 4 hours ago, is the alchemy about Travis Kelce. See the lyrics of Taylor Swift's new song.
Do you really even have to ask the question?
Well, if you're Entertainment Tonight, you do.
Okay. All right.
Travis Kelce serving as Taylor Swift's latest muse. So when I touch down...
Oh, I see. That's a football play on words.
So when I touch down, call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns, get the crown. Baby, I'm the one to be. Because the sign on your heart says it's still reserved for me. Honestly, who are we to fight the alchemy?
Powerful.
Don't be a smart mouth. All right?
I'm not being a smart mouth.
There's a bridge. In the bridge, how about this one? Tell me what you talk about here. Shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads. Beer sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said... There was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me.
This is just good. I mean, they're
so excited about this.
People putting highlight videos together to the music.
Selena and I are going to sit and listen to the whole album tonight. So high school?
Yes. I can only tolerate it because...
So high school.
There's highlights going on.
You know how to ball. I know Aristotle, brand new, full throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto. How is it for me to... How is it to hear this? Hear me saying this?
Incredibly creepy.
Here we go. Let's get incredibly creepy. Ready?
All right.
Okay. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle, brand new, full throttle. Touch me while your bros... play Grand Theft Auto. It's true. Swear, Scout's Honor. You knew what you wanted, and boy, you got her. Are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me? Hmm. Kill me. It's just a game, but really, really, I'm betting on all three for us, too. It's a nod, and that's a nod to the video that resurfaced. Did you see back in the day when he was asked about Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande, kiss, marry, or kill, and he said he would marry Katy Perry and kiss Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And so she brought that up in the song, and he came back, you know. Just get with it, Jake.
No.
You're going to have to.
I don't have to do anything.
No, you're doing it right now.
No.
Whether you think so or not, you're doing it.
Well,
you're playing Taylor Swift, and we're analyzing the lyrics to see which song's about Travis Kelce.
I need to start preparing you guys and the rest of Kansas City for when this relationship ends.
It's not going to.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, everything ends.
You're preparing us for never?
Okay. I'll just sit back.
Why do you want it to end?
I don't, but her track record isn't the best.
Well, she hasn't found the right one yet.
Right. All right. Hey, okay. Yet. I got more power to him.
You know, somebody pointed this out because she was going after all of the kind of brooding artists that, you know, the singer-songwriter guys and all that stuff.
You know
and
what she got herself now? She got herself a man.
She finally got the guy that picked on all those guys in high school. You know.
Wow.
I guess.
That's not what I was going to say, but that's fine.
She was tired of those guys. All and she's right. like, I'm going to get the happy-go-lucky guy that picked on all those guys and caused them to be brooding songwriters.
Hey, I hope I'm not the guy that says I told you so. I hope I'm not.
Most relationships end. I mean, it's hard to find the one. You know, but maybe this is it, Jake.
Hey, more power to him.
Truth Dare Spin Bottles. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new Full Throttle. Touch me. While your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
Stop it.
It's true. Swear, Scout's Honor.
It sounds better when she sings it, Stephen.
I don't think so. I don't think
it
so.
It sounds.
To you, maybe.
You know it sounds what? Creepy as hell when you read it.
I'm not so sure it does.
It's true. Swear, Scout's Honor.
I'm not so sure.
It does.
He knew what you wanted, and boy, you got her. Brand new Full Throttle. You already know, babe.
I think I might go with the Stephen St. John version.
Listening to Stephen say, touch me while your friends play.
While your bros
play Grand Theft Auto.
I'm watching American Pie with you on a Saturday night. Your friends are around, so be quiet. I'm trying to stifle my sighs because I feel so high school every time I look at you. But look at you. And then back to the bridge. It's my jam now.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to this whole 2 CD set on the trip.
Wait a minute, different voice. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Truth Dare Spin Bottles. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new Full Throttle. Teach me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
Teach me?
It changes.
Oh.
It was touch, then it says teach.
Oh.
A little different.
She's a good writer.
That's what I'm talking about. A hell of a songwriter.
Turns out she's a hell of a songwriter.
He's trying to get me to break it. I never want to break. I just want to read these lyrics.
I might just get up and walk away.
Well, you might not.
What are you such a hater for?
Just now. I just all of a sudden starting. I don't think this is old.
It's time for you to get with the program.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
A little bit.
I like Travis Kelce, so I guess if this is part of the deal.
Shirts off, and your friends lift you up over their heads, beer sticking to the floor, cheers chanted because they said, there was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me. Touchdown. Call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns. Get the crown. Baby, I'm the one to be. Because the sign on your heart says it's still reserved for me. Honestly, who are we to fight the alchemy? Back after this on WHB. All right, come and see me at The Deck Supply. I'm going to be there from 11 until 1. You can stop by and say hello, register to win an autographed ball signed by the entire squad from Sporting Kansas City. You can also stop by, and we have 25 four-packs of tickets to go see the Comets in the playoffs on Monday night. First 25 people to stop by and say hi, I'll hook you up. Lunch from Schlotsky's as well. And contractor pricing at the Deck Supply if you mention Sports Radio 810. And if the crowd demands it, a noon reading of Taylor Swift lyrics about Travis Kelce live.
I'd like to offer a formal apology to Anthony Sherman.
What?
What did he say?
I feel exactly as Sherm does, and I like, because early.
Well, Sherm hasn't heard those lyrics yet.
Well, early in the year, like, I wasn't working this show at the beginning of the season when all this started, and I would listen to your guys' segment, and I'd be like, "Damn it, that guy is." That's exactly how I feel, and he texted me. He said, "I wish your computer really was broken."
I'm getting a lot of positive feedback.
Man.
Matt Derrick loves it. So a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't please everyone. Sometimes right. I can please no one.
So not everybody's cup of tea.
Pretty happy. You know.
I thought that you did a hell of a job.
Well, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just, you know.
You're a T-Swizzle hater.
No, I don't hate anybody. I just wish you wasn't a part of my Chiefs fan.
Oh, she is.
she's a big part of it,
big
buddy.
Chiefs fan than you are.
I've been married for 17 years, and my wife's never written a song about me.
See?
That's ludicrous that you just said that.
Well, she is. Right now she is.
It's ludicrous.
Say it again. What did you say?
I don't think ludicrous is
a Chiefs
fan.
I talked over it. Yeah, what did you say?
I said Taylor Swift's a bigger Chiefs fan than he is now.
Oh!
Yeah. How mad he is!
Like how many songs have you written about Travis?
Well, you write something about the Chiefs, get back to me.
I like her to sit through Lynn Elliott.
Okay.
A game that involved.
I'd like for her
no
to write a song
punk.
About Lynn Elliott.
Yeah, I guess. That would be some gangster rap about Lynn Elliott.
Write a song about Travis and get back to me, partner.
Live through no punch.
Susan has written a song about me. It's called Please Stop Talking. And that's the only lyrics. Please stop talking.
Well, funny. I like that song.
Right,
Taylor Swift, a bigger Chiefs fan than Jake, man. That's what we take away from today.
The more you know. Everyone have a great weekend right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.